first up, the Council of Attorney Generals met today. What went down at the meeting?
Well, to be honest, not much happened at all. What we were expecting was for a full debate around the age of criminal responsibility and some guidance or some answers on what governments can be doing across the country to ensure that little kids aren't locked up behind bars. But what we got instead was a short paragraph in the communique of the meeting at the end of the day saying that they've kicked the can down the road and that they'll look more into it further down the track.
Right. So they seem that there needs to be more work done into the alternatives to imprisonment. Do you think this decision was fair?
I think that the decision was weak. They could have also made a decision that they do want to raise the age of criminal responsibility and make that clear and make that public. To raise the age of criminal responsibility, we will need to do more work around what that actually looks like in an implementation plan. But the Attorney General haven't gone that far. They're just talking about what alternatives might look like.
Right. And considering in 2019, the United Nations Committee on the Rights of the Child recommended 14 years as the minimum age of criminal responsibility, why do you think we haven't seen a quicker change and, I guess, more action that we were kind of hoping for today?
Yeah, well, they're not listening to anyone. It's not just the UN that they're ignoring. They're ignoring Australian health experts, legal experts, and also the public. What we're seeing is Attorneys General too scared to make the jump and make this decision. And a lot of the time they are claiming that the public won't accept this. What we do know, though, is that over 135,000 people have signed a petition to raise the age, and that we're seeing out in the community people absolutely shocked that that the age is 10 and that we lock little kids up behind bars.
Yeah, and I guess 130,000 people signing petition just shows you how many people are behind this. And why do you think people feel so passionately about this that we need to change the age of criminal responsibility?
Well, people hear that a 10-year-old is locked up behind bars and then imagine that their son or their niece, their cousin, these are little kids, usually in year 4 or so at school. You don't need a medical degree or a legal degree to know that little kids don't belong in harmful conditions. And I think that's why people are shocked.
Yeah, definitely. And there has been some people of power in opposition to this. Last year, Federal Attorney General Christian Porter said he was not overly enthusiastic on the reform. He said there's been instances where he felt it was appropriate to persecute people under the age of 14. What do you make of claims like this?
This is just a misleading claim more than anything. We're not saying that kids under the age of 14 should be let off free. We're saying that prison isn't the right option. What should be happening instead is if a young person does commit a crime under the age of 14, they need to be given the support to live happy and healthy lives. They need intervention programs. They need prevention programs. They need support, and they won't receive that support behind bars. So yep. That statement from Christian Porter is just misleading.
And because part of the reason they didn't hand down the decision is because they couldn't figure out what they were going to do instead of imprisonment. What would you like to see instead of children ending up in the system?
We're seeing amazing programs right across the country that work with kids to get their lives back on track. So that is an easy option that all the governments should be looking at as an alternate when raising the age of criminal responsibility.
Yeah, definitely. And ideally, what solution would you like to see from this reform?
The solution needs to be raising the age of criminal responsibility and then having these alternatives in place.